I am reluctant to say this is our choice. This is just the reality that we're facing at this point. After 2 years of COVID, it was clear, and the previous owner of the building understood clearly that to make our business be able to continue, we needed to own the building. We needed to turn our rent into a mortgage payment. We needed to have the additional income from the units above to handle the additional debt that we needed to incur to get through 2 years of COVID. Then, after being shut down completely from February until, the roof has been repaired now by the new building owners. But, from February until this time being completely closed made it basically impossible for us to obtain financing to purchase the building. And so it's just, about a series of unfortunate events, and the only way we can see that Mel's will actually continue is for someone else to take it over. Now, it's, even though things are our bottom line isn't working, it doesn't mean that that would be the case for someone else. So, it's still a great opportunity for the right person, but it's not going to happen with us being the owner, so.
Now, I mean, COVID was a long slog, right? And you guys sort of, you put a positive spin on it because during a lot of your downtime, you did the leasehold improvements and things like that. But would you say, I mean, would you say it's primarily like sort of that all those shutdowns and the sort of debts incurred over that time that have really sort of caused this to be the case? Like you say, you're reluctant to say it's your choice. Do you feel that that you're basically a fatality of COVID here?
Not just COVID. If we had, if the roof had not collapsed in February, I believe we would still be operating today, and I believe we would have had the necessary information in place and projections in place to secure financing for the building. So, we had just bought the business in late 2018. So when COVID hit, we still had those original business loans to pay. We couldn't just close because we had, loans that needed to be paid. So we had to stay open to the best of our ability to meet those obligations. But with there was such variability in not just supply chains, but in customer behavior. So did COVID have a terrible impact on us? Absolutely. COVID caused us to only be viable with ownership of the building. We went from, oh, if we owned the building, we would be more profitable. That was the original scenario. After COVID, it was in order to be viable, we needed to own the building.
Do you think, I mean, if you think if there had been a bank willing to take a risk how important would it have been to have, a financial backer, I guess, that could have seen you through the next year into like an actual COVID recovery?
Oh, it would have been, it was essential. It was absolutely essential. And we had various lenders say, I understand, what you're saying. I understand that, if these conditions were met, if you owned the building, if these projections held, that you could survive. Like I did cash flow projections, of course, based on owning the building and the revenue that we would expect through COVID recovery. And yeah, it would have worked, but we were being asked questions like, when will you be open again? And the answer was, we have no idea. And that just stopped the conversations right there. The situation we found ourselves in the only person that would be able to buy the building would be someone who had funding already secured or financing already secured. And so I guess, you know, the new owners of the building were in that position and we weren't.
Now, you've said, you know, new owners who aren't going in with the debts that you, you know, incurred during COVID, you know, probably, you know, it's not that you don't think Mel's is, you think it is a viable business there on Bridge Street. And
Sure, yeah. It's a viable business for someone. It's not for us. It's definitely a viable business for the right person. My husband and I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the space, improving it, in my opinion, dramatically. There's, you know, we bought equipment to improve the efficiency of the kitchen. We, you know, updated the space. We renovated the washrooms. You know, it's pretty close to a turnkey restaurant for someone, you know, depending on what they want to do. But I think it's potentially a great opportunity for someone if they are interested. And I really hope that someone is, because I would feel, you know, terrible, frankly, about just having to sell equipment, you know, out of that space and have Mel's essentially end, you know, on our watch. We really, really hope that there's someone out there that wants to purchase it as Mel's, you know, the brand and the equipment, and run it and keep it in Sackville.
I remember the first time I interviewed you, Dave mentioned that you and he, as teens, had spent a lot of time at Mel's. And
yeah.
I wonder, is that sort of nostalgic draw that Mel's has, and sort of the Sackville institution that it is that one of the reasons why you decided to buy it in 2018 in the first place?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Dave was also, had been, you know, he was an excellent chef and had worked in high volume restaurants. So, you know, it was something that he could handle, that he would be proficient at. And, but yeah, for sure, you know, owning Mel's was something that certainly felt good to do, as people who had, you know, essentially grown up in Mel's every day after school, having our coffee or studying or, you know, hanging out there on a Friday night. We were there quite a lot. And it's just such a cool place as well. You know, it's very unique, and we've, you know, tried to give it a refresh with, you know, doing refinishing the booths and the bathrooms and, you know, shuffling things around a little bit. You know, I think it has a lot of potential, and I don't think anybody in town, or, you know, even further than that, there's all kinds of people that come through Mount Allison University and love Mel's and spend, you know, 4 years at Mel's and then graduate and, you know, think fondly of it and come back every time they go through town. We talk to those people all the time. And so I don't think anyone wants to see it close. It would be a bit of a tragedy, you know, for it to shut down. So, you know, it's not going to work out for Dave and I, unfortunately. We had plans, you know, hopes for it to, you know, expand its offerings, to have live music there. We were well on our way to doing that. We had to cancel so many shows, you know, because of what's happened, and the music community was really excited about that space and using it for live music. But that's just something we're not going to be able to see come to fruition anymore. But, you know, it's still a wonderful diner. And there's, you know, somebody can make it work. It's just we're not in that position now.
Okay, Wendy. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Buy Mel's, people. Share this information out. We would, you know, if there's somebody out there that it's would be a good investment for. You know, we're not, we're willing to negotiate. I would rather sell it, you know, for less for someone who's going to run it as Mel's than to someone who is going to change it.
All right. Thanks very much for your time, Wendy. And I'm sorry it's not a happier topic.
Well, that's okay. You know, these things happen, and I think it can be a happy, bustling place again for the right person. So that's what we're hoping for.